KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly sunny sky here in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy with a high near 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. A man from Union County was involved in two separate crashes early Sunday morning. Police in Creston say 28-year-old Tyler Michael Lindemann of Creston was driving a 1996 Ford Econoline truck west at a high rate of speed on Town Line Road at around 6:30 a.m. when the vehicle left the road to the west and crashed through two fences on a corner lot. The vehicle ramped up the median created for the railroad tracks, went airborne and landed hard into the Bun-O-Matic parking lot, leaving excessive debris. The vehicle was totaled in the crash. The total amount of damage from the incident was $16,250. Lindemann then apparently acquired a 2011 Toyota Sienna minivan. That vehicle was traveling west on Highway 34 at around 6:40 a.m. near mile marker 74, when it twice rear-ended a 2005 Hyundai Elantra that was also heading westbound on 34. The Hyundai came to rest in the eastbound lane of travel, while the Toyota continued westbound into the south ditch, came back on a roadway, and then came into rest in the north ditch. Lindemann was not wearing a seatbelt. He suffered life-threatening injuries and was flown by LifeNet helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. The driver of the other vehicle was not injured. He was identified as 18-year-old Luke Stausgaard of Clearfield. The van that he initially took, that Lindemann initially took, was said to have been stolen. Police in Creston report 19-year-old Kessler Tomas of Creston was arrested early Saturday morning. Tomas was booked into the Union County Jail for OWI first offense and later released on a $1,000 bond. A Corning resident reported to Creston police Thursday night that someone stole $25 in cash and change from her vehicle while it was parked at the Creston Walmart parking lot. The loss there estimated at $30 altogether. And Sunday afternoon, a Creston man reported that sometime between 1:30 and 6 a.m. on Sunday, someone slashed two tires on his vehicle that was parked in his residence. The damage was estimated at $250. A new study finds Iowa children face more adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs, than kids in many other states. ACEs might include the death of a parent, being a victim of violence, or living with someone with a drug or alcohol problem. And Martha Davis, senior program officer for the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, says ACEs can have a far-reaching impact.
And they have implications for schools, for families and communities, for healthcare systems. What it says is that we need to all be thinking about what are the policies that can help families raise healthy children, and how can we support parents to be those consistent people in the lives of their kids, and how do we reduce the impact of trauma.
The report found that 38% of children nationwide had at least one adverse childhood experience, while the rate is at almost 44% for Iowa children. 20% of Iowa children had two or more ACEs.
We know kids are resilient. We know that kids can thrive and survive, but it takes collective action to do that, and I think that's what we make of these numbers. They're very high.
And ACEs, again, adverse childhood experiences, have serious long-term impacts on a child's health and well-being. Davis says by contributing to high levels of toxic stress that derail healthy physical, social, and emotional development, ACEs can increase the long-term risk for smoking, alcoholism, depression, heart and liver diseases, and dozens of other illnesses and unhealthy behaviors. She says that there are avenues that can help to lessen the effects of traumatic experiences by building supportive leaderships.
Think about paid family leave. Think about policies that promote home visiting, that give parents and caregivers knowledge, resources to support them when their kids are very little. We know that improving access to health care, we know that access to high quality child care and early education, a lot of our kids are spending a lot of time in these early learning settings, and we want those to be high quality.
Research shows 33% of children with two or more adverse childhood experiences have a chronic health condition involving a special health care need, as compared to almost 14% of children who have not had one of those situations in their household. The University of Nebraska Medical Center is seeking subjects for an Alzheimer's disease study. The study will be headed by Dr. Daniel Merman, a professor in the medical school's Department of Neurological Sciences. Merman says he's looking for adults between the ages of 60 and 75 who are at increased risk of developing Alzheimer's symptoms because of a genetic subtype. The trial involves medications designed to increase a protein called beta amyloid in the brain, which is thought to be an important cause of the disease. Additional information about participation in the clinical trial can be found at the school's clinical trial database. The Iowa Department of Transportation is considering seeking out sponsors for the Highway Helper trucks, which operates on the interstates in Des Moines, Council Bluffs, and the Iowa City, Cedar Rapids area. The DOT's Scott Marler says about half the 40 states which have the program do some sort of sponsorship for their trucks.
Typically with a sponsorship of a program like this, the third-party sponsor will typically put a logo at a space on the side of the vehicle. And in exchange, they do some things like they provide safety wrapping to the vehicle. They also provide some revenue back to the department for the opportunity to put those logos on the side of those trucks.
The program has come under fire for its cost, which Marler says is around $1 million for each of the three areas where they operate. The DOT hires an outside company to provide the service, and he says the sponsorship would help to offset those costs.
What we would do as we look to re-procure these services in 2018, we would include the third-party sponsorship as part of the request for proposal that folks could bid on when they respond to the proposal.
Marler says from what they've seen in other states, the sponsorship would cover a small portion of the cost of operation.
It varies a lot depending on the specifics of your state and the traffic volumes and things like that. We're thinking it's in the range of 10 to 12% of the cost of the program would be kind of a reasonable expectation.
And Marler says that companies which are interested in promoting safe driving, such as insurance companies, and some are some of the potential sponsors. Marler says they provided more than 17,000 services to people in three operating areas of the state in 2016. And he said they hand survey cards to the motorists who were helped, and they have a 94% excellent rating.
And you can imagine when you're on the side of a busy interstate, and if it's your son or daughter, your parent or grandparent, and they have a flat tire or a problem, and there's a service there that can help them safely and quickly get out of harm's way and get back on their way. That has been tremendously effective, really in keeping our traffic flowing and in keeping both our traveling public as well as those who might have challenges on the side of the road to keep everyone safe.
Marler says they haven't made a final decision yet on the sponsorships.
Right now, we're just evaluating the third-party sponsorship to see if this is an idea that we want to pursue here in Iowa. And we're really looking toward the first part of 2018 to release the RFP for the Highway Helper services. So that's really by that time is when we want to have made a decision on it.
The Highway Helper trucks run in three areas from 5 a.m. till 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. And Marler says they also run during some holidays when there's going to be heavy traffic on the roadways. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.